Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yep, a little late again. I'm sorry about that. Wednesday's been kind of kicking my butt in traffic for some reason. Anyways, it's the 29th of November, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. Oh, Android, Android, Android. If it isn't Google tracking your phone, even though they say they weren't tracking your phone, but they are tracking your phone, then it's these other things called apps and them tracking you without you even knowing it. Yes, apparently a joint research project from Yale University Privacy Lab and a French nonprofit privacy agency has uncovered a lot of apps. Yep, they're tracking you even though you say, don't track me. Now, I'm sure you want to get right into the details. What are these apps that are tracking you? Well, Tinder's one of them. That's kind of a given, though. Spotify, I didn't expect that. Uber's on the list, of course. Twitter and Snapchat. They were found to be riddled with snooping components relating to no less than 25 well-known trackers. That's a lot. Yes, it seems around three-quarters of all the apps that they tested out were found to gather personal information about users via a variety of third-party tracking techniques. Now, we should point out that all the tracking, though it's not like malicious or anything, a lot of it has to do with targeting ads towards your direction. However, though, we should have a little bit more control over privacy, especially when we decide that, yes, we want it and we want that turned off. That doesn't seem to be happening. Big news coming down at YouTube. And it all points to children and inappropriate videos. How many inappropriate videos? 2 million inappropriate videos. That's a lot. Plus, they've removed about 270 accounts. Now, I'm sure you're asking yourself, why is this happening? Well, apparently these videos were targeted by child predators. Yeah, this is going to piss you off as much as it pisses me off. Now, apparently Adidas, Cadbury, Hewlett-Packard, and a whole bunch of other companies have frozen their advertising on the platform after finding their ads were being played alongside abusive content. Now, YouTube has actually made a statement regarding this, at least to the folks over at Vice. Their statement was that the content that endangers children is unacceptable to them, as well as it should be, YouTube. Now, this is all harking back to about 2 days ago when, you know, the autocomplete results, you know, when you type into YouTube, well, some of them were pretty damn unsettling. How unsettling? Well, let's say a user typed in something like, how to? Then the autocomplete generator would suggest to have interrelations with children. No, I'm not kidding you. And YouTube was quick to take to Twitter saying that this is an awful incomplete result, and we really appreciate you making us aware of it. We will remove it and will continue to investigate what caused this. That's a good idea, YouTube. I'm just curious what the hell started this in the first place. And finally, okay, let's get back into a little bit more upbeat news right now. Actually, this isn't very upbeat if you're an Apple TV lover. Now, we all know the Apple 10, yeah, it's getting up on the shipments. You might get it by Christmas. Your Apple 4K TV box, though, it's a different story. If it was on your list for Christmas to get a 64 gigabyte of storage 4K Apple TV, yeah, you might have to cross that off now. Because the 64 gigabyte model is now out of stock. Not only on the web, but in most retail stores, too. And the estimated time to ship on the thing? 4 to 5 weeks. Yikes. It should be noted, however, though, the 32 gigabyte models, yeah, they're still actually available in most places. And it looks like they're shipping about 1 week in the Apple Store. I know what you're thinking, though. What can I do with 32 gigabytes of storage now? I guess the Apple TV 4K production crew had to move on over to the iPhone X production crew so they could start making more phones. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, blog, and review section over there. Do yourself a favor and go check it out. Also, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network for those places. Twitter, we're at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come on over and join us, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, sorry again for the late BTN news show today. Hope your day's going well for you, though. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.